today. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is The Witching Hour with Brooke and Ken. Woo!
Woohoo! Should we finish the song? Or?
Yeah, maybe let's get back to it, then we'll come back at you. Enjoy some Zara Larsson.
Is closing, but she ain't going home. Night is still young, where the hell will she go? Nobody knows. Ain't the first time, cause I've seen her before. Smell her perfume as she walks through the door.
You didn't hear that.
Nope.
That was The Club Rock by Benny Belson and Can't Tame Her by Zara Larsson. Belson and Larsson. I just heard that first song today by Benny Belson.
Benny Belson.
Benny Belson. I thought it was quite good, and then I tried to delve into more of his music, and it was not so good.
Oh.
You hate
don't
to
knock,
see it.
Don't bash Benny Belson, Brooke.
Benny Belson. you hate to see a first song be 28 million and the rest be.
Ooh, that is quite telling, less. Though. That's.
Yeah, but maybe he's up and coming. I don't
Benny.
Know. Oh.
Wow, interesting. Album art for this one.
Is it a foot?
Looking like a foot.
A foot with a
little sandal.
Ah, and this relates to our theme.
Nice. Bring it home now.
Well, let me talk about the second song actually first. Oh. The second song was Can't Tame Her by Zara Larsson. Oh, was that it? So the theme is SeaWorld takes the L, Seal World.
Seal World.
Like SeaWorld with an L, because I do not mess with SeaWorld. I saw that documentary about what they did to that poor, poor whale. And I do not support them, and I even had to star out the E in SeaWorld in this playlist, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't get, like, flagged.
Yeah, now it looks like something else, but it's fine.
What?
Nothing. And it's this theme encapsulates our disdain for SeaWorlds and their mistreatment of animals, but also our great love, our great...
I'm just trying to figure out what word that could be.
No. Like an acronym. But anyways, our love for seals, because we love seals.
Okay.
I love seals, and
I obviously love seals, and I do not like Seal World, so it's like Seal World.
No, you don't like Sea World.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Whoa, retract.
Yeah.
I do not like Sea World. I uh-huh. love Seal World if it was a real place, but it would have
Dude.
To be run by seals.
Yeah, that'd be the only ethical way to do it.
Yeah,
that
no
would be actually enjoyable.
Human manipulation.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the humans that like train and like dance with the seals, you know? Like
I've been noticing that. When I send some of those to Brooke, it gets less positive reception than my other ones. But I think you have to understand that it is, I mean, obviously there are some power dynamics at play there, and so you can't just call it a strict like friendship or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's also like a lot of the times these are like parts of wider conservation efforts, and like these are seals that are being like rehabilitated,
yeah,
cared
but, okay.
for, things
where I
like
draw
that.
The line is they're putting a plastic headband on the seal's head and they're making it clap and they're making it act
but,
like it
but,
likes the headband.
But they They love clapping. They love clapping, and maybe they like the headband. You don't know. You would like the headband.
I don't know. If someone else put a headband on me, I don't think I would like. And then they were like, clap for me, and I'll give you a fish. I'd be like, okay.
You would totally do that. Happily. Yeah. Like.
Unless I'm a sheep.
Or a seal, maybe.
No, they're individuals.
You think? I'm just looking at this fella.
I think they're just happiest when they're just rolling around in their little rock, sunning in the sun, and not and they're clapping when they want to.
And clapping when
they like to clap, but they clap when they want to.
Yeah, I do understand. It is just. I'm just a sucker for those seals, man, in any setting, you know.
So. Yeah, I eat up that content. I won't even lie.
Yes.
So the first song, I think if the seals were escaping from SeaWorld, they would maybe listen to that as a hype up song. They're like,
that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
The second one, Can't Tame Her, if it was a girl seal, it's like, can't make her like put on the headband like she's going to Seal World. Can't tame her.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and Zara Larsson meant it was about seals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sadie actually read me an article headline today about Zara Larsson that was like, it was someone asking about her ab workout, and she was like, I just laugh a lot. I just love to laugh.
Oh, man. That is awesome. That's pretty seal. Yeah,
I love that. She was like, I never go to the gym. I just laugh. And she has like, she's like shredded.
It's like, you know, like those like ab vibrate, you put them on your abs and then it gets you shredded. It's like, do you think if you like clapped enough, it'd have like the same effect? Like
I
seal
don't
clap
know,
that.
Because seals, I don't, they're pretty rotund.
They're so fat.
They're not fat, they're rotund. They're well insulated.
They're fat.
Live in
it's
cold,
fine. I'm not, waters. I'm, okay, maybe I should. Oh man. Can I?
I don't know. Yeah,
okay,
I
they have lots of fats.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They are very circular and rotund. And they have to do ab workouts. And they hold the little fish above them and they make them sit up.
They honestly probably have a pretty... They like kind of like sit up pretty straight. They must have a strong core underneath all that.
I feel like I always see them just...
And they can roll around pretty
logged
well
up.
With like...
Yeah, roll around.
That takes a core.
It does. No, it does. It does. Hmm. But it's like...
What are the seals' core workout? Today we'll be diving into...
I guess we should save some of our seal conversations for later.
We just have a lot to say.
We do have a lot to say, and we gotta pace ourselves here. Ooh. We gotta remember like to play some music or something.
Yeah, we only have 30 minutes of music currently, so it's gonna have to be 30 minutes of seal talk.
Don't make me. hopefully that'll be enough, but
I guess we can get into the Thai Boy Digital, which
mm-hmm. Okay, if you want, yeah. Okay, Brooke wants to
Is
the
this, like,
digital
something that would be playing at SeaWorld?
Yeah, I will be happy to share once we hear, and it'll make much more sense then.
All right.
Okay, so here is Silk Road by Thai Boy Digital.
Started from the street to the condo. In the rosa, in the belly, in the low. I get my money pronto. Pushed in Ludio. Make money overseas, I spend it in Thailand. The world's in my hand. The stars in the city. On top of my feeling, I'm living like I'm dreaming. 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 They thought they knew, but they don't know. In your bank account, only zero.
It's empty.
Up with the nearest of the Silk Road.
So that was Silk Road by Tyboy Digital and Sweetum, trademarked. And sometimes I believe in God, parenthesis, open parenthesis, sometimes I believe in me, close parenthesis.
Whoa.
By Bass Victim.
I like that title.
Yeah? Okay, do you want to speak on that?
Because it makes you think. because it makes you think about if you can be like your own self and also believe in God. Because if you believe in God, you're believing in like greater power. And if you like are believing in yourself, it's like you're just thinking about yourself.
Okay. You know? Yeah. It's like, is there space? Is there room for humanism within religion? You know, or does that just get lost in the kind of eternal divinity of God?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I've been thinking a lot about religion this weekend. Because I went to.
Because you went to, I know what you went to. What?
I was just thinking it was just like a really, it was a really interesting. I went to Alt-J Purim X.
Okay, so that's
X Mimes.
Right.
And it, the mimes performed, the beats performed, for like, it was like 15 people there. It was like a very personal show. And it was, it was like, wow, like religion can be like not, it can be like not guilt driven, and like there can be like community spaces in religion that
aren't
like
this
so
is the Alt-J aspect of it. Wait, so wait, so
Or just like,
was it put on by Alt-J or did Alt-J like do a performance? Oh, it was put on by Alt-J.
Alt-J was not performing. It was put on because it was Purim yesterday or yesterday.
Okay,
which I did not know about before. Alt-J Purim X beats X Mimes.
I've never heard of it, but yeah, shout out Alt-J, you know, that's cool. And shout out the mimes, of course, and Deets.
And Bass Victim.
And
really out here exposing just a lot of religion.
Exposing religion.
Exposing religion. That which you might be getting into after you get your tattoo.
Right. So if you don't know, I'm considering getting a tattoo again. This is very early stages in that the tattoo artist, I don't think knows that I'm going to get this tattoo from them yet, but
yeah, that's always the best.
Yeah. That's always, it's, yeah, it's just good to be spontaneous and what's the word?
Like lifelong body modifications.
No, no, but
permanent body
modifications. I those ones I have a lot of words for. Spontaneous and impulsive with your lifelong body modifications.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to live up to that a little more. That was my New Year's resolution, and we're going to stick by
it. Oh, your New Year's resolution was to be more spontaneous and impulsive with body modifications? Wow.
Wait, like, it wasn't? It was to be more positive, but since I gave up on that, I maybe this is it. Because I also want to get an eyebrow piercing or something.
Same. Oh, wishing Hour gets their eyebrows pierced on her.
We should do wait, that would be awesome.
Oh my god, that would be life changing.
Wait.
I hope my mom is listening in. Maybe she'll text me. Say yes, Brooke, you look so good with an eyebrow piercing.
Yes, I'm sure that's the message.
I mean, I was surprised she was positive at a positive reaction to my dyed hair, but I don't think she would have
your tiny little strips
of bubbly. I don't think she would have.
Yeah.
You never know, though. If you did it, maybe she'd be like, oh, if everyone's doing it.
Oh, yeah. That parents love that group mentality. Yeah. The if your friend jumps off a bridge kind of thing.
No, it's just an eyebrow piercing, though.
Right. If your friend gets an eyebrow piercing.
Maybe I'll get a job first.
Wait, that's actually unironically what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, but I don't have a job yet, so.
No, me neither. Anyone have a job out there?
The Witching Hour is in search of jobs, and we won't have eyebrow piercings when we interview for said job.
Yes. And Brooke bleached her hair, but it's just like a tiny bit.
Yeah, and I could put it in a bun and you wouldn't see it.
Or she could re-dye it if it's really that serious.
Okay. I could put a hat on.
Okay, okay. I do not have bleached hair, so you can reach out to me, Ken Bailey,
first.
Ken
is getting a tattoo.
No, but I will put it off. And also it'd be on my shoulder, so you wouldn't see it. Like, it's not like I'd be shirtless at the office or anything, unless that's the vibe.
You never know. What if it's
hit me up if that's
job.
The vibe. Hit me up ASAP. That sounds super lit. Where were we?
You're talking about your tattoo, but I don't know.
Oh, right. Well,
it more.
Yeah, it's what else to say. Oh, I wonder if my parents were listening. Hey guys.
Hi.
Yeah. I was joking about the whole impulsive thing. I've actually thought about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And anyways, back to the music. Just a quick explanation. You know, of course, link it back to the theme in case it wasn't obvious. Silk Road by Taiwo Digital. That's like what the Seals listen to in the Seal clubs, and also I think they
have... Oh, that makes so much sense.
Okay, like yours was the Seals listen to on their escape. Like,
at least there was a backstory. It's like the Seal Club. There's a Seal Club at Seal World.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, that's where you draw the line. That's all of a sudden you can't believe that there's.
Do they even have ears?
Yes. Are you? They have like these little like. They're like this.
You're thinking of sea lions, and you're thinking of sea lions.
No, I wouldn't make that mistake. Trust me. Sorry. This silences both of us furiously googling seal. Oh, just me,
nah,
I guess.
I'm just.
Oh God. Okay. They're interesting.
Ears.
They're.
Can.
Okay. So. Oh.
That was such a seal laugh.
Oh my god, bro.
Okay, they can hear very well.
Right.
That's what Noah Fisheries says.
Look at that guy.
Oh my god. Oh, this one, he's covering his face with his fin. That's cute. Well, maybe we'll get you guys some seal facts.
Yeah, that's a good. I was thinking we should do more fun facts on this show.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How does a mother seal find her pup?
How does a... okay. I'm going to give you... Okay. I have a couple ideas. One is echolocation. Another is just like...
Do you know what echolocation is?
Yeah, it's like sending out a mental signal, kind of.
Okay. Like underwater.
Yeah. Like whales.
And have you seen a seal be underwater much?
Rick, you know I don't like to talk about my having never seen a seal. Like, why would you bring that up?
Okay, I meant on the Instagram reels.
No, I think just they're just like, ar, 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 and then the seal pup is like, waddles over kind of thing.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, not quite. It says that, sound.
Yeah.
That could be heard for up to a kilometer.
Right.
But also, they can recognize their scent from their glands on their flippers and around their muscles.
Oh.
And they're naturally attracted to moving objects that are bigger than they are. This can help a pup stay near its mother, but can also make a pup follow things that shouldn't, like you.
No.
So don't get close to a seal pup or it might think you're its mom.
Oh,
which is kind of awesome.
Oh, so now you're okay with domesticating seals when it's you that gets to do the domesticating.
I just had one. Oh my god. Is that real?
Yeah, it's
that's
on Pinterest.
Cute.
So
they don't know how they navigate, but they're very good at finding their way at traveling at sea. They can swim from Cape Cod to Nova Scotia in a matter of days. Days.
They are just amazing creatures. Truly.
Like, they seem so lazy, and then they're swimming from Cape Cod to Nova Scotia.
To Nova Scotia.
I bet that's thousands of miles.
I don't think it's thousands of miles, but...
Wait, I feel like
I think
it's
a lot of
far
miles.
North, Nova Scotia.
I would guess 600.
Wow, 699. That's by road, though.
By what?
By road. Like, I don't know how long it'd be for seals.
I see. So any other fun facts before we get back to the music?
One of the questions is, do seals need to stay wet? And it says seals do not need to be wet constantly.
What?
They come out of the water to get dry. Wetting them is actually a form of harassment. And why are you laughing? Have you wet a seal before?
Oh no. I thought they needed it.
It says
they were, like,
don't
shrivel
need
up and
no, it says they come out of the water.
Could they
to get
live?
Dry.
But they couldn't live all their life without.
Yeah, but
the
I think
water.
They come out to sun themselves and then they go in the water.
But they need the water eventually, I guess.
They've been nicknamed horse heads, the gray seals.
Horse.
Have you seen a? Oh my gosh.
Horse nets.
Horse heads.
Horse heads.
The gray seals.
Interesting. What's your favorite species of seal?
I don't even know enough.
Ooh.
How many do you know?
I've seen a few different. There's like the elephant seals.
Oh yeah, those ones are weird looking.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
in a good way.
Oh, okay. Wow, what did I just look up?
Can I just go seal ears seal?
I think that's like supposed to be species or something.
Like googling like a seal.
Yeah, we should do a challenge where like you tape your fingers together. And you tape your legs together, and then you're like a seal, and then you have to like do a day as a seal.
And you can only clap to communicate.
Yeah, or with your glands.
True.
Yeah.
Just by putting off a smell.
Right.
Okay, and with that, maybe we get into the music the radio show.
Right.
Although I love Seal Talk. We'll be back with more Seal Talk.
She love and rooster crow. She love. Say that woman.
she drink up. She love, she drink tea. She love, the rules so cold. She love, see that woman dressed in blue. Call on the man and hope he knows what he can do. See that woman dressed in red. Smile at the man when you wake up in his bed. Cut off the end of that a bit, but all good.
Oh.
No, sorry. No, it's no problem. It's no problem.
Okay.
Ken's on the DJ board, by the way. Right. You're noticing any like skips or jumps
or
anything.
All right.
That was Truest of Blues by True Blue and the Bird.
Awesome.
And Sea Lion by Feist.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You want to explain these ones?
Truest of Blues, obviously Blue Water.
Oh my god.
I don't even have anything more to say. It's like Truest of Blues. Yeah, blue seascape, blue seal.
Okay, blue, thank you. Thank you for that one.
Blue ocean.
I think that's enough.
Blue sky.
I'm still going.
Blue bird. Anyway, and then I know that last song was Sea Lion, as you might have heard.
Yeah, and I was actually going to...
many times.
I don't know if you know, but sea lions and seals are actually different
animals. I am very, very aware that they're different.
And yet,
and
there's
I
a sea lion song
that
in the seal playlist, so I'm just a bit confused as to how that happens.
It's kind personally. Of... there. It's. I think it stems from there being a lack of seal representation in songs, because you Google seal in Spotify, no seal songs.
Really?
I mean, obviously you probably Googled seal, or you... searched it in Spotify.
It's not how I do these, actually.
You just never see, like, just take a look gander.
Not really, no.
I guess there's one seal song. Should I add it? Just called Seal.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. But do you have another fun fact, or should we try this CD thing? Let's try the CD.
Okay, when and where do gray seals pup? Pup verb.
What did you just say? When?
Sorry, let me repeat myself. When and where do gray seals pup?
When do they pup? I don't know if pup was a verb. they pup at 8 weeks.
No. Oh.
Wait, what?
When and where? Like when, time of year, where, place in the U.S.? The
in
answer
the
might
South,
surprise you.
In Texas. In California. In Maine.
Closer?
In Florida. Oh, in...
Why was Texas your first guess?
Well, you said something I wouldn't expect, and I wouldn't expect Texas. Therefore...
Okay. It's Nebraska. No. No, it's Nantucket Sound, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Which has got to be... Well, I think that's on the Cape, but that's crazy. It's so close.
And we haven't been.
That's crazy.
That's criminal.
Anyway, mid-December to early February, so they're probably really freaking cute right now. There's so many pups out there in Nantucket Sound. And they nurse their pups for approximately 16 days. After pups are weaned, mothers may leave the colony, but pups are made for several more days or weeks living off blubber reserves. Oh, yeah. Bats for that.
Wow.
Days or weeks living off your blubber reserves. That would be...
Dude, that's like
chill time.
That's like me during like winter break, you know. It's
like me when I eat a lot and then I watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah,
but I'd probably be sad if my mom only nursed me for 16 days and then left me to just feed off my blubber.
You know, when you say it like that, but I don't know, I think it's kind of like, I feel like humans are nursed for too long, you know.
Some, like, yeah, it's getting into weird, like,
okay, yeah, some, I guess. But
how long were you nursed for, if
any
time?
Oh, nursed. I meant more like raised as a child. But nursed, yeah. I mean, that's something else that I'm not sure if I want to get into on it.
Like, oh, okay. But you're not normalizing, like, nursing and, like...
Why don't you take this one? I
I think I was nursed. I think I've asked my mom before. I think I was nursed until about 9 months. Maybe about a year.
Nice.
Yeah. Still got all that these allergies, like good, so.
Oh.
Didn't seem to work too well.
Yeah.
Anyway, seals are a prey source of marine mammal eating sharks. So this may be why the growing gray seal population may be the reasons why we are seeing more great whites close to the shore in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, into the CD.
Anyway, yeah, here's some. I'm going to play some music now. Just kidding.
Wait, why don't you try both CDs at the same time? Like both CD1 and CD2.
Fight, and I'll stay true to you. A promise broken once many times.
Numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Bye.
All right, that was Gun Trip by Seafood, followed by, which you played on a CD, by the way.
Yeah, that was on a CD. If you could tell physical by like, the media. Different quality from physical media.
Yes, I'm sure all of our listeners have developed that sense. And, you know, we love physical media over here on The Witching Hour. We're all about it. We've always been on it. And this is not the first time in 2 years that we've done this.
No. Well, a computer's physical, isn't it?
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Plugging aux cord into computer.
Oh. Right. and then, yeah, that was also Yoru wo Nobashite by Sunday May Club.
Good vibe.
Good vibe, you know? So the seafood connection to the seals is like, you know, seafood, seals. What do seals
whoa,
eat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait, what?
I was just like, I was hoping you weren't calling seals seafood.
Oh. Well, they kind of are too, actually, to some.
I think it's super illegal.
If a shark eats a seal, is that illegal?
Oh, huh.
It's called the circle of life, man. It's called freaking nature, man.
Yeah, true. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No,
I'm not a shark though, but yeah. If there's a shark listening, sorry, you can eat seals.
Yeah, yeah, we're very human centered on the.
Oh, but I'd be so sad to see a shark eat a seal. That would just.
Oh, I've seen
day.
some videos.
You've never seen a seal, but you've seen a shark eat a seal.
Well, videos.
Okay.
Which I guess is basically seeing it in real life, right? If I saw it on my computer,
because it's just like physical media.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good point. Which makes me think you wouldn't ever have to leave your room.
Oh, all right. Yeah, just live up there with my blubber.
Feed off the blubber, look at phone, see seal eat, shark eat seal. Living like a seal this week.
Yeah. No, actually, I think over spring break, there might be some seal activity in my future.
a seal break.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the other one that we just heard, I don't really have a seal connection, to be honest. I just think that there's like kind of a whimsical energy that it brings that I think reminds me of the unburdened joy of a seal.
That's true. You think they're unburdened?
I think they're pretty unburdened considering they're getting like hunted and killed all the time and dying and stuff. They seem so carefree, which I really respect, you know.
Yeah, and like a deer who's just so skittish and scared all the time.
And deer, do they even die that much?
Yeah.
I bet seals are killed at a higher rate than deer.
From humans, I think deer are more.
Or just overall. Potench.
Wait, who's to know? Who's to say?
It's probably out there. I mean, but yeah, anyways. What were we saying? Right, unburdened joy.
Yeah. They're pretty smart, though, because they can learn.
No,
sharks.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not, bro.
They are pretty smart.
Dude, I when you look in those eyes.
You've never seen a seal in your life.
You keep flip-flopping on the flip-flop.
Flipper.
Like yeah, what would your seal name be?
Blubber. Blubberbrook. Oh,
is that
good.
Whoa, did you finally just uncover your DJ name after after all this time?
DJ Blubber.
It's DJ Blubber. Oh, Blubber.
DJ Blubber, sorry. DJ BB stands for Blubber Bro.
Right. Yeah, but we just say BB.
Yeah. Yours?
Shoot. Flip flop, maybe?
Flip flop, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Should
we do you think we should rebrand our show?
To be like the Seal Hour?
The Sealing Hour or something.
Oh my gosh! In the last 2 months. Well, it can be informally the Seal Hour.
Mm-hmm.
We could do like a searching a seal fun fact every show.
We can do that.
Or like our favorite seal noise.
Ooh, although. Yeah. All right. Should we start? All right. We'll try it out now. What's your favorite seal noise?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be the clap.
The clap.
Yeah. Did you turn the volume so you thought I was going to art really loud?
I was actually turning it up. I wanted to make sure. Probably like a...
Yeah. not too happy, but
content. It's like, you know, we are on public radio. It's just tough. So I'm sorry. I Anyways.
Well, we have 5 minutes and we have 4 songs left. This never happens.
See, I told you we didn't have enough time to talk about Seals. It was going to be too
cut off. Oh, the phone is ringing. And it's, yeah, I think you hit this. But we should go off air for this. It on the rope that binds the sky to us. You feel like I'm your girl, and she shines through. Oceans don't react, they just keep the front to That was just the one song, Deep Diving by After. Kind of like how Seals dive right in.
Nice.
Yep.
Am I echoing?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm echoing. Anyways, if you called by any chance, there's a new board and it's really confusing.
We're so sorry to have missed you.
We apologize profusely.
You can hit up our emails
or the DJ chat
while we figure that out. But
yes,
this has been The Witching Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this has been DJ. Oh, we're already giving up on that, huh?
Yeah, no. Oh,
okay. Yeah. All right, this has been, Kenan Brick with The Witching Hour.
Happy sealing.